U.S. troops are spending the second Christmas in Bosnia since American forces arrived to help bring peace to the former Yugoslavia. On Friday, the I-4 mission in Bosnia officially concluded and was replaced by the Stabilization Force, or S-4. Today, at the Vatican, Pope John Paul praised the serenity and peace in Bosnia when he said, "Weapons have at last fallen silent, and men tread anew the path of understanding and harmony." After years of war, Bosnia is now beginning to rebuild. Glass is being installed, roofs are going up over burnt-out houses, but residents know that rebuilding their country will be a longer-term struggle. NPR's Edward Lifson reports.
It's a welcome noise in Bosnia, this cement mixer. It's a sound that's beginning to be heard more and more here. Men are shoveling rubble and pouring water into the mixer to rebuild. Here, in the little village of Zeti, a dozen men are reconstructing a two-story house that was burnt to the ground during the war. Now that there's been peace here for just over a year, great news came to this village, says the leader of the workmen, a former railroad worker, 28-year-old Chemsudin Kovacevic.
Biće periona ovdje, ovdje će biti za radnike, smještaj radnika, biće sušara, biće presa za pod, biće autodijelova radnja
i tako. So it's, this is a man from Germany tend to come back here to Bosnia. I mean, Bosnian who works in Germany. And he's building a house here for himself and that other building, bigger building, it's going to be a small factory.
Unemployment in Bosnia is estimated to be around 55%. This project is providing some of the first jobs in this village since the war, and a small amount of optimism. The villagers in Zeti have an extra measure of confidence, at least for the near future, because they're living in the zone of separation between Muslims and Serbs. It's intensely monitored by NATO forces. All of the 90 families living here are Muslim refugees from the town of Brčko. Which ethnic group will eventually live in Brčko is such a hot issue that the Dayton Accords left it to be decided by an international arbitrator. That decision has been postponed until at least mid-February. For now, Brčko is a Serb settlement. Bosnian villages are being rebuilt with the help of international aid, such as from the World Bank. The bank estimates infrastructure damage in Bosnia at $20 billion. Only $5 billion has been pledged over the next 4 years to help Bosnia rebuild. Before this winter, the United States committed $29 million to help repair about 2,500 homes. The Clinton administration wants to spend another $600 million here over the next 3 years to stimulate business and create jobs, to rehabilitate the infrastructure, and to fund a democracy education program. The Islamic world is contributing extra money for the rebuilding, and Muslim villages around Bosnia tend to be in better shape this winter than the towns in the part of Bosnia known as Republika Srpska. Jill Morgenthaler is a spokesperson for the NATO-led Stabilization Force, S4, in Bosnia.
S4 is working on getting funding to the Serb side, but the government, the Serbian government, has to be willing to accept the money.
And the conditions that come with the aid. In the village of Zarik, the free market is also beginning to come into the picture. The red roof tiles waiting to go on this new house come from an unexpected source.
Sad nam Srbi ovaj materijal, šljunak ovaj što sada ovdje,
yes, we have a pretty good cooperation with the Serbs who are living not far away from here, over the boundary line, because all this material which you see here, roof tiles and this gravel and cement, we are buying from them.
The women of Zarik say that rebuilding their lives is going much slower. Sadifa Kovacevic is a 24-year-old mother of three. She's pulling water from a well. She says in Brčko she had tap water, paved streets instead of the mud here, and better electricity. She also had a job in a shoe factory.
For us women here, I don't see any future. I don't see that I can get any kind of job here. So the life will still remain tough for me.
One of the first things people do to rebuild is to open a food stand. On the main road that fronts the village, there's a butcher shop. And a little farther along, in front of a newly restored small warehouse, stacks of bright blue and yellow plastic crates are stocked with bottles of soft drinks and beer. The owner of this so-called discount store is 45-year-old Hamid Mujanović.
U Bosni možete vidjeti da na svakom mjestu ima prodavnica.
A shop like this is easy to open, and if you travel around Bosnia, you'll see many shops like this all around the country. And you don't need too much money to open the shop like this, but this is not the solution. You know, we have to restart the production in bigger factories and companies, and that's a problem, because these companies need much more investment. So that's the problem right now.
It's a common sentiment among Bosnians, but the people aren't discussing what those factories will build or how they'll compete in the world market. That is a concern to local economists, since their new country is a small one, much smaller than Yugoslavia was, and the borders to the new neighboring countries of Croatia and Serbia are not easy to pass, not even for commercial trucks. While rebuilding goes on, memories of home linger. These refugees are building new houses, shops, and a new school, and they say they may think about staying here for the next 20 years, but they don't want to live here permanently. They say they want to return to their real home, which none has seen in years, even though those homes are only 10 miles away, across the NATO-enforced boundary. An estimated 300,000 Bosnian refugees will be coming back from Europe. Whether they're going to return to their previous homes is questionable. And there are still more than 1 million displaced Bosnians inside the country. The longer the peace seems to last, the more they want to return to the part of the country in which they lived before the war. Municipal elections are scheduled for June. Then people will try to return to their places of former residence to vote. This could also cause conflict. But the rebuilding continues, even amid the uncertainty. In Sarajevo, I'm Edward Lifson reporting.